Amphibians, globally, are facing a lot of threats, like destruction of their habitats and climate change. Chytrid fungus is causing catastrophic loss to biodiversity through declines in frog and salamander populations, and in some cases, extinction. Researchers are trying to better understand what's going on, and a citizen science program that relies on volunteers to collect data is helping. As part of our Wild PA series, and before the COVID-19 pandemic kept us apart, the Allegheny Front's Andy Cubis went to a training in Pittsburgh to learn more.
So we're going to do some frog biology, and then we're going to dive right into starting to recognize these different calls. All right. So
to become a certified frog watcher for Frog Watch USA, your ears do most of the work. Chris Davis is leading today's training.
So that's an easy way for you to remember it is, okay, if I hear something that sounds kind of like a woodpecker, it's a leopard frog.
Davis is the assistant director of the Pima Tuning Laboratory of Ecology, and he has kind of an audio cheat sheet when it comes to remembering frog calls. This northern cricket frog sounds like marbles clicking. The green frog, unmistakable banjo plucking. And the American bullfrog sounds just like a lightsaber. Frog Watch USA started gathering data in 1998 and has chapters in every state. It's run by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. The data collected by volunteers are used to help make decisions about conservation and management. This was the first training in Pittsburgh. About 16 people came out.
My name is Simone Toppenberger, and we love frogs.
Toppenberger brought along her 10-year-old son, Ashwin. They have a pet tree frog at home.
It almost never makes sounds.
Everywhere we go, and especially Ashwin, he finds frogs. And so we like them, and we know that they're important sentinels for the environment, and so this sounds like a good thing to do.
Frogs are often thought of as indicators of environmental health.
This is Corey Richard-Zawacki, a frog biologist at the University of Pittsburgh who helped lead the training. She says frogs are key creatures to study when trying to understand how things like climate change or pesticides are affecting ecosystems.
We oftentimes refer to amphibians as sort of analogous to canaries in the coal mines. They have very permeable skin, which means that contaminants can easily make it from the environment into their bodies.
So what makes a good frog watcher?
What makes a good frog watcher? Someone who likes to be out in nature. So you don't actually have to get in the wetlands. You don't even have to get dirty most of the time. You just have to be out and listen for the frogs that you hear. It's actually a good thing, I think, for families to do together.
With the weather getting warmer, I decide to put Richard Zawacki's claim to the test and take my own family out on a frog watch expedition.
I'm Reggie Cubis. I'm 9 years old.
I'm Nate Cubis, and I'm 7.
I'm Dan Cubis. I'm 45.
Well, let's go.
Okay, let's
go.
Let's do this. The protocol requires that you start observing at least 30 minutes after sunset. So it's already pretty late when we head to Panther Hollow Lake in Pittsburgh's Schindley Park. Our gear is pretty simple.
A paper and a clipboard and a light.
The first step is to record the weather conditions.
It's warm, there's no rain.
And the type of wetland you are monitoring.
Pond, natural formed by a beaver dam, human made.
What do you think?
Next, the acclimation period.
Be quiet for 2 minutes so the frogs can get used to us.
Then the monitoring session begins.
All right, I'll start my timer for 3 minutes. Guys, you have to put your hands behind your ears like this so you can hear better. Like that, perfect.
It's only 3 minutes start to finish. And on this night, there are no frog sounds.
We're not hearing anything.
But as I learned in the training, even zeros are good data.
Because then they know if they're going extinct or not.
So we're putting a zero here. The lack of rivets and croaks at this pond is pretty disappointing for all of us. So we decide to hit one more spot. We head to a place called Salamander Park in the suburbs and jackpot.
We just got out of the car and you can already hear the spring peepers.
It sounds like they're saying peep peep, kind of.
There's a ton of them here. We fill out our data sheet and mark the call intensity a 3, the highest.
I think this is a 3. A 3 is continuous frog sounds.
The monitoring session takes only about 6 minutes from start to finish. And with our data collection all wrapped up, it's time to upload it to FrogWatch USA's online database. But we'll do that tomorrow. It's time to get these sleepy scientists in bed.
This is a pretty fun thing to do on a school night.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Cubis.
See you guys later. Bye.
Andy's boys are 2 years older now, but FrogWatch USA still needs help. You can train as a volunteer during the pandemic online. There's a link at AlleghenyFront.org. You can hear all of our Wild PA reporting about frogs, dragonflies, squirrels, the list goes on. That's at AlleghenyFront.org/WildPA. Thank you.